There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
I have no more campaigns to run. My only agenda, I know because I won both of them. My only agenda for the next 2 years is the same as the one I've had since the day I swore an oath on the steps of this Capitol. To do what I believe is best for America. If you share the broad vision I outlined tonight, I ask you to join me in the work at hand. If you disagree with parts of it, I hope you'll at least work with me where you do agree. And I commit to every Republican here tonight that I will not only seek out your ideas, I will seek to work with you to make this country stronger.
Wow, the President's State of the Union address. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Big hour here on the show. Horace Cooper from Project 21, the Black Conservative Group, and he is an incredible constitutional scholar. We'll take a look at the State of the Union address. And also Jim DeFelice, who is the author of American Sniper. We talk about the comments that Michael Moore made and the reaction to it. Also what Chris Kyle was like and some other things in putting that book together and how difficult it was for him to actually have Chris Kyle's wife be made part of the book and talk about the ups and downs of their marriage when he came back from those four different tours, because the publisher originally, I mean, they didn't want it. They weren't interested in it, so they had to really pitch it. He felt that was a big part of their story. You will love it. Also, you want to react to the State of the Union, now's the time to do it. Jump on those phone lines, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. A CNN ORC poll already says that the State of the Union address this time around was much more popular than last year. His sixth shot at the podium, a more positive reaction, even among some Republicans. I guess this instant poll that they do, they say 51% of the Tuesday night viewers who were watching the State of the Union, 51% gave him pretty high marks of positive response to the president's speech. That's up from 44% in 2014. So, you know, how about that? You know, it's interesting, too, because thinking about it, George W. Bush had positive reactions to his State of the Union addresses. He saw positive reactions to his State of the Union addresses actually fall down between his sixth and seventh year. But before that, he had gotten really high marks. So it's interesting, for whatever the polls are worth. It's more about what wasn't said or what was said that struck a nerve or struck a chord with you. I mean, to me, the State of the Union, especially now, because the president's on his way out, you heard him say, I want to work with the Republicans. I want to do it. Let's do it. You have ideas. Let's do it. So let's see how that pans out. It just doesn't seem as though that happens, right? It doesn't seem that way. Look, the president has some Republican friends, but not when it comes to legislation. Not when it comes to legislation and not when it comes to executive actions, particularly the kind that hurt Americans in their wallet. And so there was a big chunk of the speech that talked about taxes. You know, it is the dirty word, taxes. Raise your hand if you feel like you're taxed to death already. And especially when you're an entrepreneur, especially when you have your own business, especially when you're 1099 because the world wants you to work as a contractor, they don't want to pay you as an employee anymore. And especially because of Obamacare, dump the insurance on you. And when you go to the hospital or urgent care, the first thing they'll ask you is this an employer-sponsored health card or not? Because then they're going to tell you, as I've mentioned, the a la carte prices of everything, because people are freaking out. They had no idea that they were going to have to pay the kind of money that they have had to pay. And part of that is because of the tug of war over small businesses and the affordability of providing health care. It used to be you walked into the door, it didn't matter, you were educated, not educated, whoever you were working for, and what was one of the first things they said? Oh, we have bennies. It's almost like they pushed the benefits down your throat. Now, we don't have any benefits. You're 1099, good luck, you're a contract employee. And so people are struggling with that. And that never gets talked about, but he talked about unemployment and saying that they're to end some of the stagnant wages. But again, this goes to that same problem. Let's go to Grim right here at the top. Hey, Grim.
I'm glad to get my wooden nickel in tonight.
I love it. Wooden nickel. Go for it. What do you think?
Well, here's the fact, the grim fact, that in Article 2, the last paragraph of Section 1, he swore that he would faithfully execute the office. And this is part of his duty as a State of the Union speech. And the problem with that is I'd be happy if they would just give us a graduated scale from 0 to 9. Because the way I see it is the country's probably at a level of about 4 or 3, and he's actually gone down to either 2 or 3 from 4 to 3 or 3 to 2. It's actually gone down. But he opens his statement and he says it's strong, and then the remaining 40 minutes or longer is all about how to fix everything.
You know, that's true. That's exactly how the speech started off, all pomp and circumstance, and then, oh, yeah, but here's the thing. Yeah.
Well, we're strong. That's what he said. The State of the Union is strong. Now, here's something that you're going to enjoy, and it's a joke, because in that same article, in Section 4, it says that impeachment is involved for the treason, bribery, high crimes, and misdemeanors. That's a minor crime. Misdemeanors like spitting on the sidewalk or making a false statement. Now, nowhere in the Constitution or the Articles of the Constitution is the word accountable or accountability. The word they use is liable, Kate.
Yeah.
Now, if you and I were pulled over for speeding and the cop walks up, knocks on the window, and says, hey, do you know what you were doing? And you say, yes, I was speeding. Can I go now?
Yes, you can.
I just made my, I accounted for my crime. You have to let me go now.
Right.
No, we're liable. And this is how they get you, is with their words.
Yeah, that's politics in general. There's no doubt about it. What an interesting distinction. Grim, thanks for your wooden nickel. Appreciate you chiming in. Anybody else who has any thoughts on that, you can do it at the tail end of this hour. Coming up, Horace Cooper breaks down the State of the Union address in a couple different areas. And then Jim DeFelice. You don't want to miss that. Don't fall asleep. Where he talks about American Sniper and Chris Kyle. See you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can.
Have on this show than Horace Cooper. He's an adjunct fellow, as you all know, with the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chairman of the Project 21 National Advisory Board, and legal commentator. Boy, that's a mouthful, isn't it? He knows the Constitution like no other, and that's what I love about Horace Cooper. So, Horace, if you were looking at the State of the Union, you were to pick out two things where the president swung and missed, what would you say right out of the gate?
He continues a commitment to the idea that the challenges that the American people face are best resolved by having a government bureaucracy implement, tax, and regulate to achieve it. And that is something that he has done for the last 6 years that has made the country's longest and slowest recovery take as long as it has, and is likely, if it were to be implemented, to cause a dip back into a recession. We have more people that are unemployed. We have more people that are looking for work. We have more people who are underemployed because of the very notion that instead of America being a free country, instead of America being a country where people who have creative ideas can bring those to the marketplace, he and his supporters push forward a different idea that government can select and pick winners and losers, divide us into groups. Sometimes he calls us the rich versus the poor. Sometimes it's the black versus white. Sometimes it's the gay versus straight. But he has been the master of the idea, and he continues to push this concept. He did it several times tonight in variations.
Yeah, I picked out right at the beginning, the verdict's clear, middle-class economics works, expanding opportunity works, policies will continue to work as long as politics don't get in the way. Are you kidding? There's so much regulation, and you mentioned creativity and picking winners and losers. Isn't that part of the problem? Yes.
Absolutely. We already know that if you've been around since the 1970s, you watched this interesting transition. We went from a community where almost everyone had the opportunity to buy gasoline and have what was called full service. As minimum wage hikes occurred, companies gradually and then rapidly moved to the pay at the pump phase, eliminating those jobs. Throughout the 2000s, we see the mechanized scanners so that people are checking out for themselves and eliminating those jobs. McDonald's has announced on the Wall Street Journal that they're testing a prototype that will allow you to walk up, make your entire order all together, and a machine will build and assemble your burger and fries and deliver them to you. Again, eliminating those jobs. These things aren't happening because, quote, of the creativity of America. They're happening because of governmental interference with the natural order of things, and as a result, poorer people find themselves even poorer. The higher and more rapidly he does things like raise the minimum wage, the higher and the more rapidly he displaces some of the very people that need jobs the most. The problem isn't minimum pay. The problem often is minimum skills. And the only way you can move from minimum skills to maximum skills is to be able to get through the front door. Raise the price of getting through the front door, fewer people can come. The same concept is true of his free community colleges. In the 1950s and the 1960s, the Europeans adopted these very kinds of schemes, the minimum wage, the national health care, and the free college education. What they have ended up doing, and let's look at education as an example, they tell people at eighth grade level, you're not college material, and they prevent you from being able to go. In America, you don't have to be deciding whether you're going to be college material in eighth grade. You don't have to be deciding whether you're going to be college material when you're 28. You have the freedom and the opportunity to pursue education, but you pay for that. There is no good or service that you get in America or in any place that you value more than when you get a chance to pay for it. His plan, which would make community college free, will move us quickly to the European method, where they end up having bureaucrats decide who gets the education and who doesn't. That's not freedom. That's not liberty. That's this notion, and it's a bad idea, a terrible one that has never worked anywhere. It's been tried. That government bureaucracy and regulation and taxation are better ways to help people fulfill their dreams than to actually give them the running room and the space to do it themselves.
Yeah, here, we're in total agreement of that, absolutely, in that breakdown. Cyber attacks he talked about tonight. I urge this Congress to finally pass legislation we need to better meet the evolving threat of cyber attacks, combat identity theft, and protect our children's information. If we don't act, we'll leave our nation and our economy vulnerable. If we do, we can continue to protect the technologies that have unleashed untold opportunities for people around the globe. Are you kidding? It was the opposite of what he said last time around.
Well, it is the opposite of what you said last time around, but I've looked at the language of the measures that they're considering to implement this, and it has the opposite effect. By divesting companies of the incentives to develop the technology and the techniques to minimize our risk when we engage in Internet activity, by divesting them of those things,
you make it harder for you to be safer. If you regulate it, if you tax it, or if you mandate it, instead of allowing a dynamic process to occur where the best and most effective technique will be available for people to pick from, you end up with the same backwards, the same unworkable solutions that government internet and government-run websites demonstrate all too often. We have seen with the IRS, with the Department of Defense, with the Environmental Protection Agency, that they operate with technology that is woefully behind what is available. They tell us if we'll just give them more and more and more resources, they can. And yet little startup companies are able to do for $200 or $300 or $500, get some of the same kind or better technology and ability to operate. We absolutely don't need a top-down mandate that says we know the best way. The federal government has already figured out how to resolve the identity theft problem. The federal government has already identified how to stop hacking. We already can see the federal government can't even protect its own internet activity. How can it really be the author of the solution for the rest of us? Let a dynamic and growing economy. If he wanted to talk about tax cuts, again, this would have been a good area for him to say, we will encourage this behavior by allowing some tax reduction.
Yeah, crazy. We only have a minute left, but I want to get your take on this. He talked about ISIL, and he said Iraq and Syria and American leadership, including our military power, is stopping ISIL's advance. We're not going to get dragged into another ground war in the Middle East. We're leading a broad coalition, blah, blah, blah. And what did you think about his take on that?
We are going to get dragged into a ground war in the Middle East.
Yeah.
That's inevitable. As more and more of the hostage takings and beheadings occur, there will be no choice but for this action to take place. This is the first State of the Union address to not mention al-Qaeda directly, notwithstanding the fact that this is a clear and present danger that we face. The president talks about closing Gitmo when the truth of the matter is the presence of that place is one of the few remaining deterrents to the kind of threat that we face. He ought to be going in the opposite direction. The rhetoric the president used tonight, generally speaking, broadly speaking, about a new politics is just the same old repackaged left progressive do it my way or the highway discussion, and it hasn't worked for him in the last 6 years. It's not going to work over the next two.
Boy, so I so agree with you, absolutely. Horace Cooper, co-chair of Project 21 National Advisory Board, always terrific to have you on, especially on the heels of this State of the Union address. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on tonight.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I saw American Sniper, and I give it a thumbs up times 10. Plus, I read the book by Jim DeFelice and his partner, Scott McKeown. It was terrific. American Sniper is a New York Times bestseller, and I love how it is smashing box office records. Jim, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
It's my pleasure, and, you know, I have to say that it's just it's astounding and humbling to see the reaction that people have had to both the book and the movie now. It's just incredible. People really are reacting to Chris, and I love it.
Yeah, and you know, Bradley Cooper met Chris, and I think from all accounts, even his wife, Chris Kyle's wife, said he had him really dead on. He did such a great job. Did you feel that way, knowing Chris Kyle?
Oh, he nailed it. You know, I've seen the movie several times now. I was fortunate to have seen the studio screened it for me very early on, and just from the very beginning, the performance that Bradley does, I'm sitting in the theater and I'm seeing, I know it's not Chris, but it's Chris. I mean, the job that Bradley Cooper does is just astounding. And you know, when you meet him or you're with him and, you know, see him in person, and then you, right after that, you see the movie or vice versa, you realize what an astounding acting job the guy did. And, you know, Bradley, there were a lot of people wanted to do the movie, and Chris wanted, you know, Chris was a little hesitant. He knew that he, you know, would have, he could pick and choose who would do it. And Bradley actually called up Chris and lobbied him. I don't remember how many times. It was more than once. And what finally convinced Chris to go with Bradley was not Bradley's fantastic acting abilities, but rather the fact that he had Bradley Cooper had been very active in veterans causes before, and I know that he didn't he didn't make that plea to Chris, but Chris found out about it, and that I think that was the thing that I know that was the thing that finally drove him to to choose Bradley. But I also know that there was a conversation when Chris and Bradley talked on the phone, and Chris told Bradley, okay, yeah, I'm gonna sign with you. We'll work out the deals. But there's only one problem I have. Only one thing I have to say. You're a little bit too pretty for the role to play me. So I might have to just tie you behind my pickup truck and drag you around the fields a few times to get some of that pretty off you.
Oh, that's funny.
And Bradley was a really good sport about it. Laughed it off, and I'm sure glad he did.
Boy, no kidding, because it is just spot on. And your book was spot on, too, and people love the book, and now there more people are buying it in droves, too, so it's going through that another genesis, if you will. When you sat down and you spent all that time with Chris Kyle, what was the number one thing you came away with that you liked about this guy?
Well, the thing with Chris is that he was really genuine, and from the very beginning when we were talking, I told him that I really wasn't interested in doing kind of a PC book and book that, just didn't really talk about what really happened, in Iraq. I wanted to really express, I wanted a memoir that really expressed what it was like to be at war. And Chris said, yeah, no kidding. That's why I'm talking to you, dude. And he was just so honest and upfront about it. And, it's one thing to be... I think it's one thing to be candid about war or even about, about whatever job you're in, whatever profession. But the thing I think that's hard to share, not just with a stranger, but certainly with the entire world if you're doing a book, is to talk about the ups and downs in your marriage and to talk about what, what your family life was like, what you put people through and what, as you went to war and then, in the years that you came back from it. And Chris was as open and honest about that as he was about his war experiences. And I told very early on when we, actually really before we started working on the book, I told Chris I wanted to get his wife into the book so we could talk about her experiences as well. And at the time, that was, it was a very unusual thing to do. It was very radical isn't really the right word, but I had to sell the publisher on that. I had quite a, it was a little bit of work to get him to do that. And Taya was reluctant because she didn't, she didn't see herself as, really being worthy of a book. She didn't think her story was important. And Chris worked on her, and Chris said, what you went through is as important as what I did, in Iraq. You served as well as I served. I volunteered, and you really didn't volunteer. You didn't have, really had no say. She had very little say in it. And that goes for, the husbands and wives of service people, across America. And I'm so glad that she listened to Chris and agreed to, to work with us and to tell her story. A little bit of her story anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, you weave it in the book. It's great. There's a point, and this is portrayed in the movie, where he comes home, the first time he comes home, and he's just sick of everything, especially disgusted with America, because people weren't talking about the war and acting as nothing was going on, even though there was a war going on in Iraq. And I thought that was beautifully portrayed, and what you put in the book was excellent, too, obviously, because you could really feel her passion and the true sentiment behind that. And that's a really tough thing. And here in America, I think a lot of people still deal with that, don't you, Jim?
Yeah, absolutely. And, the odd thing, you talk to so many veterans who are, still serving servicemen as well. They would be in combat, especially the SEALs. They would be in combat one day, and the next day, literally the next day, they're flying home. And, the transition time, there is no, it's just compressed. You're right. All of a sudden, you're plopped down. You've gone from this place where, people are shooting at you, and it's very, very high octane energy, a lot of life and death, any moment. And even if you're not on the front line, you could very easily get killed by an IED or, some sort of rocket or mortar attack. And you go from that situation, and then you're at the grocery store. And, it's weird. It's a very, it's just very strange experience for all of them, not just Chris.
Yeah, very surreal. And you can tell in the book the one thing that really hit him hard, obviously, because he is the greatest sniper ever and he cared about the guys and protecting them, was the death of Mark Lee. That really hit him hard, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It was both Mark Lee's death and Ryan Jobe, who was severely injured and blinded while he was there. Those were the things that Chris thought about, you know, all along, you know, for the rest of his life, really. Just about every day he would think about those guys. And I should mention one thing. Chris, and, you know, we do go into this in the book. Chris would be the first person to tell you that he wasn't the quote unquote greatest sniper ever, the greatest shot or whatever. In his mind, and, you know, he's a humble guy. In his mind, the reason that his totals were so good is that he was in danger a lot. Now, you know, you and I know that, you know, it took a lot of training and dedication and courage, but in order for him to, you know, be in battle time after time after time. But you know, to him, he was just a humble, he was basically still a cowboy, you know, right up to the end. And the whole reason that he did the book was to honor his friends, and that's the way he lived.
Yeah, when you got the call of Howie had died, were you just heartbroken?
You know, it was bizarre. I could still remember it like yesterday. I'd gone to bed. It was over the weekend. I'd gone to bed, you know, early, actually, Saturday night. I just kind of conked out for some reason. Get up early to do a little work Sunday morning. Must have been a little bit before. I'm guessing now it's a little bit before 4 o'clock, and went into my office and turned the computer on, went to grab a cup of coffee, but happened to see my phone flashing and turned it on, saw all these, a ton of text messages and missed calls and, you know, voicemail, and I knew something bad had happened. And even then, I didn't imagine it was Chris. And, you know, I forget, you know, whose message it was. It was the last message that I saw, or the first message I saw. But, yeah, I still don't believe it, to be honest. I didn't believe it that day. I don't believe it some days today. He still seems, he still seems alive in a lot of ways. I can't imagine that he's gone.
Yeah, crazy. All right, just a couple of seconds left. I want to keep you on track. You know, I have to ask you about this. In the crazy 140-character world, I'll tell you what, Michael Moore is taking a beating because everybody is coming to the defense of Chris Kyle's honor. When he tweeted out that cockamamie thing about snipers are cowards, what did you make of that?
Well, you know, I actually have already commented on that on Twitter and stuff. You know, the thing is that everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Yep.
The only thing I wish is that people, you know, before you voice your opinion, sometimes it pays, you know, to avoid embarrassment, to actually, you know, educate yourself a little bit. And, you know, in this case, the way that snipers were used in Iraq is apparently a lot different than what people think, you know, think snipers do. The reason that snipers, the military changed its tactics, came up with special training, special equipment, and, you know, and chose people like Chris Kyle to perform, you know, a task that was designed to minimize the civilian casualties and collateral damage on the battlefield in an urban environment. And they were given extremely strict rules of engagement and, you know, and then, you know, put out in a very dangerous situation. Just to give you an idea of the rules of engagement, which would vary, actually, depending on where you were, at what time, what, you know, what was going on. But certainly while Chris was a sniper, which is later on in the war, just carrying an AK-47 wouldn't get me shot in most circumstances. It would during the first invasion, but not later on. You know, I had to be doing very aggressive things, basically I had to be a threat to mostly Iraqi, you know, but also Americans. And, you know, I understand that, you know, that for some reason a lot of the details of war, how horrible it is, have not quite, you know, we haven't quite studied it, most of us, and probably for good reason, I guess, but, you know, if you're going to criticize something, you know, take the time, read the book.
Yeah, absolutely. Jim DeFelice, what a delight. American Sniper, go, go, go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Besides the State of the Union, and of course you just heard Jim DeFelice talking about American sniper Chris Kyle. There's been a lot of controversy over Kyle, and you've heard me say this, I just don't really get it, especially as DeFelice said, you have to think of the rules of engagement and what they were doing in Iraq, and also what was happening on the other side, which is exactly what I said. They also had snipers that were killing our Marines, so we're not going to have people that are going to be at high vantage points to be able to knock out their people. That makes absolutely no sense. If you want to throw in your two cents, you certainly can do that on the State of the Union or anything else, of course. 855-266-5283. James Holmes, does that name ring a bell? It does for me. It was 2012, and I was in Ocean City, New Jersey, actually. And the movie was coming out, the latest Batman movie was coming out, and I wanted to see it at the Boardwalk movie theater. And then the story came out, and it all happened where there was a midnight showing, and Holmes went in and clobbered people. It was just massive carnage. He went into the crowded movie theater and killed 12 people, and 58 people actually were injured. So here they are trying to figure out getting a jury. How do you pull a jury that doesn't know much or doesn't have an opinion? Because remember, that's our justice system, innocent until proven guilty. So they want to do this correctly, of course. So 9,000 potential jurors have been summoned. The jury selection that began Tuesday, they say, this began Tuesday, it's January, could last until May or June when the trial would finally start. The judge told the first round, the first go-round of potential jurors that if chosen for the jury, they can't read, watch, or hear anything about the case. Imagine efforting that. How are you getting away from that in Colorado? How tough that would be. Now, in the courtroom is Holmes, who's just an expressionist boob. It's awful what happened, what he did to those people's lives. So he has no expression on his face. He just looks at the judge the entire time, doesn't look around, all that other kind of stuff. Remember, he colored his hair red. He told the police when they got him, he was the Joker when he was arrested after the mass killing. And he doesn't have that red hair anymore, but he's got a beard and, you know, whatever. So how long could this trial go? And what an enormous amount of jurors. But, you know, they say you've got the people in Arapahoe County have a 1 in 50 chance of getting a summons because of this enormous pool of potential jurors, because they want to ensure this whole fair trial, which that makes sense. I mean, this is going to be called, and it has been called already, I'm sure it's been labeled this, one of the biggest, largest in U.S. history, one of the biggest cases in U.S. history. Because I have never heard of that many people in a jury. Never. If we were doing We Can Count This Bus All Numbers, 9,000. 9,000. And, you know, think of the conflicts that somebody has. Would they see information? How do you keep yourself from seeing information? Then there's relatives, people who are related, and all kinds of other things. And the parents of James Holmes, Robert and Arlene, haven't really done very many interviews about their son, but they did issue a public letter saying that they've spent every moment for more than 2 years thinking about the victims and their families. I mean, it has to be the most horrific thing on the other side of this. And, I mean, you know, good for them that they are saying that. I'm sure they're feeling that, because it has to be, I mean, it has to be just devastating. It has to be devastating because they don't understand. They don't have answers. They can't tell anyone why. They don't know. They just know that he never harmed anyone. He had no criminal history. Never saw anything like that. Never. But then, you know, you look and you see what he did, and there's no question he was out of his mind. The parents want life imprisonment without parole in exchange for guilty plea. The prosecutor rejects that whole idea. Rejects it. So it's going to be this whole thing. I mean, it's going to be the death penalty. It's, you know, this is going to end up death penalty trial for sure. And, you know, the other thing, and that's why the whole thing, if he's offered the guilty plea, avoid the death penalty. And what the parents are saying is the focus should be on the injured and their healing and all of that, not, you know, going after this guy who you can just lock away forever, who's a nutball and out of his mind. All right, let's go to Bud in New Jersey. Hey, Bud, you have the last word on the show. What do you say?
How you doing, Kate? I saw
Good.
A movie the other night on American Sniper, and it was an outstanding movie. It sure brought back a lot of memories on me as a veteran over in Vietnam. And when you mentioned about the rules of engagement, as the writer did, it changes. But when we were in Vietnam, we had the rules of engagement, but we broke the rules of engagement to stay alive, survival. And things change as you go into battle or you're on patrol. And you're
Of course. Yeah.
So you can't just go by one type of rule engagement because everything is different in your environmental. And on Chris's, on Kyle's sniper, he was outstanding. And after watching the movie and what he did, we had snipers, but they were laid low on the ground. It was two different things. You know, he was up high, we were on the ground. And but the rules of engagement was different again. Okay, their assignment was to take out the big shots. Our job is a Marine on patrol, anything that moves, we had to take them out. So there gives you an idea of what kind of battles, you know, and things like that that's going down the hill, you know.
Well, can you imagine you're in Vietnam, if you didn't have somebody watching your back on the ground level, crawling through the jungle, how many guys you would lose?
Oh, yes. Well, see, I carried a radio. And it seems like to me that was my life support because the lieutenant used to say, get on that radio, call for air support, call for this, call for medevac, call for this. And every time I was getting on here, we were getting shot at. I had to find a hole not to get the radio damaged, you know, things like this. But it wasn't just somebody shoot you. It was booby traps, just like they got over there, the IEDs and all.
Yeah,
so
terrible.
You're walking around, you might just hit a trap. So that,
Yeah, so exactly. I'm glad you called. I'm glad you called, Bud, because you liked the movie. It was great, right?
Yes, in fact, I have it.
Yeah, it was great. The book is good. The movie was great. Bud, thanks of course as always for your service and sharing. And when he shares his experience, he always gives you that little nugget talking about Vietnam and what the rules of engagement were and how they had to break the rules to survive or they're all dead. And that's the thing that's so hard and that what people don't understand. And how often have we had this conversation? How many times have we left, unfortunately, our troops in sitting duck positions because of some cockamamie rules of engagement? Of course, you have to have some sort of path, some sort of way to look at it. But what was the saying? War is hell? Wasn't it Truman who said war is hell? There's no question about it. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Any thoughts, you can send them to me, americatonight.net.
For 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.